The state of Alaska will sue over contamination from the Flint Hills North Pole refinery. Historic sulfolane spills have resulted in the industrial solvent migrating through groundwater. State Attorney General Mike Garrity says the state wants to sort out responsible parties, which include former facility owner Williams.
There are other parties besides Flint Hills, which has been bearing most of the cost up to this point, but most of the sulfolane contamination occurred while Williams, its predecessor, owned the facility. And so the state's going to be taking action here in the coming weeks to try to bring these parties to the table and see what we can work out.
Garrity adds that the state of Alaska has more than a regulatory stake in the contamination and potentially shares responsibility with Flint Hills and Williams.
The Department of Natural Resources owned the property and leased it to Williams.
Flint Hills and Williams are already involved in a court battle over the sulfolane contamination, which affects hundreds of private property owners. Flint Hills cited contamination liability when it announced in early February a decision to cease refining operations this summer. Last week, Governor Sean Parnell indicated the state would help facilitate sale of the refinery to keep it operating. Garrity confirms any new entity would not be held liable for contamination.
We can work out what's called a prospective purchase agreement with a new buyer, new refinery operator, as the case may be. Now, if they just bought the refinery next week, presumably they wouldn't have any responsibility for this contamination.
The refinery shutdown would have rippling economic impacts from local job losses to reduced business for the Alaska Railroad, which is a major shipper of Flint Hills products.